All right, it's a chilly one out there this morning. Pat Pagano, it is. Temperature just dropped. It's about 13 degrees here at 67 Main Street.
That's where we're supposed to be. It'll be even colder than that by tomorrow morning, but well, you won't have the wind.
The wind that came through yesterday, the wind, oh my goodness. Actually, even until some gusts, even late last night, and we also got a little bit of snow on the ground yesterday.
Yeah, there was snow showers around. They were all over the place, all the way down to New York City yesterday. In fact, people were in awe because it was in the 40s in New York City. The sun was out and there was snow to beat the band. But those are snow showers. Yeah. So, and it was Arctic air pouring in. So highs today, 25 to 30 and sunny. Tonight, 0 to 10 above, but clear and calm. It clouds up Saturday morning. Snow will develop in the afternoon. I'm thinking that the snow will arrive in our New York areas, figure late morning, then Berkshires and Northwest Connecticut by early afternoon. Highs will be around 30. Tomorrow night, snow or wintry mix, which will come to an end, by the way, shortly after midnight. 3 to 5 inches is what we're sticking with. There may be some leftover snow showers Sunday, otherwise partly cloudy and windy, near 40, and partly sunny and brisk Monday, Martin Luther King Day, low 30s. Good news is that once this system passes, all of next week through Friday will be dry. There'll be no storms.
And it'll be cold, but seasonally cold, right?
Right. Which is great. So everybody will have an opportunity to, to get around, go outdoors, and not have to worry about snow and ice and sweating all over the place. And even this does not look to be, major in my eyes.
Well, I was explaining, I said earlier this morning, as long as you keep it under double digits, it's a normal snowstorm. If you keep it under double digits, basically, unless it's, it comes down in a quick time. But, you keep it under double digits and the road crews can handle that and with no problem. But you get over double digits, and then it's horrible. But 3 to 5 is acceptable. And like you always say, there might be some occasional 7-inch pockets somewhere in that 3 to 5.
Right. Yeah. A real good friend of mine, Joe Bastardi, used to say, lollipops of 6 and 7 inches. Mm-hmm. Because when you think of snow, you think of an even mantle, and then there's little lollipops that stick up here and there. Where the snow fell, and those places could maybe measure 6 or measure 7. But that's not the average. The average will be 3 to 5. And, it's kind of fine. It's on the weekend, so should not be too much of a hassle. Look at what happened. And I remember this in 1982 in our weather trivia, cold Sunday. Tower, Minnesota drops to 52 below. Chicago, 26 below. Buffalo, New York had a high of 2 below, and Princeton, New Jersey had a high of 2 above. And I remember that year because it started getting cold around Christmas. And then it just followed the rest of the winter. See, we don't have winters like that anymore, where you have consistently cold weather. I remember people counting down and say, this is the 13th day that temperatures fail to get above 20 degrees. You don't have that.
What year was that again?
1982.
A year like that did happen when we were here. It's 2019. I want to say 3 or 4 years ago, we had such a bitter cold snap here that the doors didn't shut properly to the outside because the ground shifted down, everything compacted. And it was that cold, and even our stairwell, which went through the upstairs, had a big crack in the wall because of the way things sunk. And we had to wait until the thaw came, and everything went back to normal.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that, Marshall. Yeah. I remember you complaining about that. Yeah, it's a few years ago.
It had to be probably 3 or 4 years ago, easily, but I just remembered that winter. We didn't get much snow, but it was just mercilessly cold.
Yeah, so, again, we don't see that too often. Hopefully we won't see it this year either. I have to tell you that yesterday was some day. I mean, weather-wise, you know, that is one thing. But I had to go to the dermatologist at 10 o'clock, and there were two different marks on my face that have been bothering me, even though you may not notice it, I do. And they have been persistent there for the last 3 months. And no matter what I put on, not going away. So I had him look at it. I forgot what he called it, but he said, we'll freeze it off. He said, no, I'm not doing any biopsy because it doesn't look that way. He said, and we don't want a biopsy. He said, because you have scars. So I have no idea what freezing off means. And they shoot that liquid nitrogen onto your face. And he said to me, this is going to burn. I had no idea it was going to burn that much. But anyhow, he did that too. He did it to each one. One is on the cheek. So when I walked out of there, I look like somebody put makeup on me. And then at 1 o'clock, I had to go to the ear doctor because I've been noticing in the left ear a subtle sound that sounds like steam. And, you know, he thought the ears looked fine, but he said, usually if you hear that sound, it denotes some sort of hear loss, a hearing loss. So now I have to go for a hearing test. No. And then I came back home and I was so tired, Marshall, but I said, am I going to make my yoga class? And I said, you know what? I'm going to do my yoga class. And that was when I hit into the snow showers. That was at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So I went to my yoga class. And then last night, about 8 o'clock, yours truly went right to sleep.
Now, if I was visiting my doctor, right, your doctor?
Yes.
And he would ask me, he would say something like that, he'd make a diagnosis, I'd say, what'd you say? I would do that. Just, what'd you say? What's your diagnosis? Huh? Couldn't hear you.
Do that. Hey, boy, you actually have some hearing loss as well?
Oh, my right ear, because I've always had headphones. I learned early on, I only have headphones on one ear. It's on the right ear. And my right ear is far, far worse than my left ear. Yeah, my left ear is fine. My right ear is, and it's funny, my right ear, because I have the headphone on, builds up earwax a little more than the left ear.
Oh. Now, let me ask you, they can't do anything for that, right?
No, not really.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it is what it is, you know? But it's dangerous.
All those years ago to discotheques and hearing the music that was so loud.
Yeah. I went to see Ozzy Osbourne once in Poughkeepsie, and I walked out of the concert, and this is no lie, it never happened to me before, and it never happened to me after that. My ears rung for a day and a half.
Ooh.
Yeah, a day and a half.
Yeah, I guess, you know, nobody's aware of that when they're young. They don't. They just don't realize it. And then later as you get older, you see these, huh, why is this happening? And this is why, you know. Yep. So anyhow, so that was it. I will be here, as you know, Monday. This is going to be a nice, easy week next week, and I'm really glad. We straightened out the editing problem. I found something on the internet, and we tried it yesterday, and it worked. So we straightened out the editing problem. So away we go there. And this weekend, I'm just happy to report no commitments.
All right. Did you ever see the new Pope on, I think it's either Amazon or Netflix?
I didn't watch it yet. I know it's on there. I have all these other movies to watch.
It's pretty wild.
It is, huh?
It's pretty wild, yeah. But then again, I don't know much about religion, but it's still pretty wild.
All right. So I'm going to have to watch that.
All right. Hey, I want you to watch The Weeknd. Have a good weekend. Don't worry about the snow.
I'm not. AJ's on tomorrow, and Anthony Martell is on Sunday, so you'll have AJ tomorrow.
AJ and Anthony.
Yes.
I always want to say Anthony.
His name is Anthony, too. I call him AJ for short.
Anthony. I can still hear someone calling him in the streets of New York on Prince Spaghetti Day. All right. All right, Pat, I will speak to you.
So have a good one. Be safe, Marshall.
Yeah, have a great weekend.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.